with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 10 minutes till 9, FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. Now it's time for a very spooky edition of the Fishing Report. And a day later than normal.
Well, you know, this is here I go with my transition, because there's a topwater bait called a Zara Spook. And we're going to talk about topwater baits today, not specifically that one, with Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And I'm interrupting the catching, so we'll make this quick. Captain Bobby, good morning.
I love it, man. That was great, man. The Halloween fishing report, and we start out talking about Zara Spook.
How about that, huh? How about that, brother? How about it? So you're catching them on topwater this morning. You sent me pictures already. I'm jealous.
Well, let's back up for a second and say my crew is catching them on topwater. The captain ain't doing nothing but driving the boat. That's right. All about I've been good for this morning, because these guys have put on a pretty good show on topwater this morning. As a matter of fact, we're unhooking a bass right now from a topwater.
I love that. I love the mixed bag. I love, you know, catch a trout, catch a redfish, catch a bass. I love that.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, we got the place to do it, too, right here on the Gulf Coast, on the northern Gulf Coast, man. But, yeah, it's been an all topwater. You know, we got classic conditions for topwater fishing this morning. Got some wind and some cloud cover. And the other thing that goes along with it, too, are the dropping water temperatures. We're finally getting back down. I'm going to turn on my temperature gauge while we're talking right here to tell you what it is. But we were in the mid-70s. It's going to be down. Yeah, we're already down to 70 degrees. So when we start getting that upper 60 and 70 degree range, that's when you need to start breaking those things out.
And you talk about topwater. Let's talk about what kind of topwaters work around here. I mean, one more than another, or is it different days?
What's that? Say it again.
What kind of topwaters are you throwing this morning? And then kind of what do you throw? Do you ever change up what you're throwing for a topwater?
Absolutely. Like this morning, we've been using a small skitter walk, the smaller size skitter walk, and it's really out. You know, it didn't really matter too much on the color. The size of the lure seems to make the difference. And surprisingly, we were catching them in some windy, you know, out in some pretty choppy water, which typically when it gets choppy like that, I like to go to the bigger topwater baits. But, man, the little one has really done the trick this morning. We're in some calm water right now, and they're getting bit pretty regular on it, too. But, you know, the general rule of thumb is the choppier the water, the more off color the water is, the bigger the lure and louder lure. When you get calmer water, to go to a smaller topwater bait. And I'll tell you something else that happened the other day. We had a really good topwater morning, the morning right before the storm. We were getting bit quite a bit and missing fish, just having trouble getting the fish to hook up. And one of the things we started doing is just when you got a bite, a blow up, and the fish didn't hook up, is just kill the lure and just let it sit. Just sit dead still for maybe a five count, and more often than not, the fish would come back and hit either the fish that initially struck or another one that was right there would come back and get it. And, you know, because the lure wasn't moving, we hooked up a lot more fish. The other thing that happens with topwaters, and you know this, is if you try to set the hook with no fish on it, guess where the lure's coming, you know? So, you know, I can always tell when I fish with an inexperienced crew, because I spend my whole morning fishing in the air raid position. Because every time there's a blow up, the lure's coming back in the boat.
And you watch it; it's like a bad 3D movie. Here it comes! Yeah. Here it comes!
Yeah, that's right. You know, and of course, a plug with two or three big treble hooks on is the last thing you want to see coming right at your face. You know,
so, no, that's when you go prone. Yeah, go prone,
you know,
on
so
the
that's
deck.
Kind of a double tip. One from that standpoint. Is, you know, if you let that lure sit after a strike, you're subject to go ahead and catch that fish, by leaving it in the strike zone like that. That's the whole moral to that story right there. And the other thing, too, is not just so much the size and shape and the pitch of the lure, but it's how you work it, too. If you'll pay attention to the cadence you're using, the rhythm that you're using when you got your bite, if you can imitate that again in the same area, usually it's going to keep getting you bit. Sometimes they like it coming across the water like a machine gun, and sometimes, like the way one of the guys is working it this morning, he works it way slower than I can ever work it, and he's really getting the bites, you know. So pay attention to that cadence and how you're working the lure when you're getting your bites.
All right. What kind of areas, if people are going to slip out tomorrow or Sunday, where are you finding this topwater fishing? What kind of depths? What kind of areas?
Well, topwater is really only going to work in probably 7 feet of water or less, and ideally more like in 2 to 5 feet of water. Just because the fish you're fishing for are going to be in that lower third of the water column. Not saying that they won't come up sometimes and hit it, but if you can concentrate on that. And that's what works, this transitional period that we're in right now, when the water temperatures are in the upper 60s and low 70s are going to be the flats near the mouths of the rivers, the flats on the edges of the river channels. And then, you know, if you catch a bluebird day, and I think we're going to by the weekend, that thing's going to work early in the morning with low light, and you're going to have to go to something subsurface like a slick lure or even a shrimp imitation under a popping cork.
All right. Well, we got a great way to start off the morning and then switch to the subsurface and still catch fish. Captain Bobby.
Absolutely. Yep. I'll tell you what, it's just been phenomenal for the last week, or last 2 weeks, really, just been phenomenal, both from the all the way to the northern end, all the way around down in the sound. So you really, you know, you got a lot of opportunities to fish, you know, whichever area you like to fish or prefer to fish, you got a good chance of having success this weekend.
Yeah, it's one of the best times of year for inshore fishermen.
It really is. Yep, really is.
Tell folks they want to get a trip booked with you. How do they do it?
Easiest way is just go to ateamfishing.com, which is the website, and it'll have our phone number and our contact us. You can reach us through that with that thing, too, or just, like I said, do it the old-fashioned way and give us a call.
Well, do it. I'll let you get back to watching your crew catch them on topwater. It's good stuff.
I won't send you any more pictures. I just had to send
you that. Torturing me. Torturing me. Captain Bobby, appreciate
it, man.
Y'all
have a good weekend.
There he is, Bobby Abruscato with the A-Team. And, of course, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear that Captain Bobby uses. Or maybe getting some gear to go to the woods or anything in between. Check them out, McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue.
Yeah, you know, this time, 4 days from now, polls will be open for the general election. And President Trump yesterday picking up two celebrity endorsements.
Yes.
One, Jack Nicklaus.
And
Lil Wayne.
I was trying to do a Lil Wayne voice.
It was great. That was fantastic. Yeah, Lil Wayne. I think the fourth or fifth hip-hop artist to endorse the president.
We were talking about 50 last week.
Mm-hmm. Ice Cube.
Cube, yeah. Yeah.
So I guess Wayne, a.k.a. Dwayne Michael Carter Jr., met with the president yesterday in Florida, said just had a great meeting with the president. Besides